Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ross Wilson of TCFA. We're back with Ross in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Cattlemen, the next Sabir Video Livestock Auction coming up Friday, November 7th, 8 a.m. Central Time on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SabirClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time, 16,750 head of cattle will be offered, including 4,550 yearling steers, 1,200 yearling heifers, 7,400 weaned calves. For more information, you can go to SabirLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you. A half a century ago, it was the Midwest where we had a lot of the cattle that we had in the country being fed corn, being fed out. However, it was pretty wet, got muddy a lot of times, and that made it tough on the cattle. Drier conditions here in the high plains made a difference, and feedlots sprang up as a result. The packing plants followed them. And we've got a dominant industry in southwest Kansas, Oklahoma Panhandle, Texas Panhandle, and portions of New Mexico and southeastern Colorado as well. Ross Wilson, who represents three of those states, Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico, believes that there won't be a switch back to the Midwest, at least anytime soon.
Oh, I don't know that it will ever happen to the extent that it was 30, 40 years ago. I can't imagine that the industry infrastructure that we have in place in the Southern Great Plains, in the Texas and Oklahoma Panhandle, southwestern Kansas, southeastern Colorado, is going anywhere. Now, with the numbers challenges that we've talked about, and the fact that they haven't had a drought situation in the Midwest, and the fact that with this grain basis situations, first the grain supply and some byproducts, and the basis situation, rail issue related, that we've talked about, there's been some shift of cattle numbers. I think so far this year, Nebraska has had more cattle on feed than Texas for the first time ever for three of the current 10 months. So I don't think that that's on an annual basis for 2014. As we look back on 2014, I don't think the Midwest will market more cattle than we do here in the Southwest.
You alluded to those record high prices, $1.70. Problem right now is that we are very thin on our market. We've talked about this before. It seems like we continue to see that cash market availability thinner and thinner, almost compared to a year ago. It's thinner.
It is, and that's of concern to a number of people. In fact, we've had some weeks that we traded zero cash cattle. Now, there were tens of thousands of head that traded on grids and formulas and other price discovery mechanisms, but we didn't have that traditional fundamental cash price, cash trade setting the floor for those other markets. So we used other price discovery tools. There's a lot, as you know, and you mentioned, there's a lot of discussion going on in the industry. We'll probably see between now and the end of the year some weeks that we will possibly have zero cash trade. We'll use other pricing bases to establish that foundation for those other trades that I talked about. That slope, that trend, is the same direction for nearly every part of the country. While there's more cash trade in the Midwest than there is in our three-state area, their downward slope has been pretty dramatic, and they share some of our same concerns. So we've been working with a multi-regional working group through NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, to try to address that issue. And is there a different price discovery, maybe better termed value discovery mechanism, than the older style, more traditional live cattle cash trade? We don't know the answer to that question yet.
The industry obviously seeking some of those answers.
Very much seeking those answers. And related to that, a very important project in 2015 will be the reauthorization of the mandatory price reporting requirements in Washington with USDA, established back two or three farm bills ago to try to make sure that producers are getting as much price reporting information or data as they can. Because of this evolving trade, there's a number of people believe that there needs to be more transparency in mandatory price reporting, and maybe we need to realign those buckets, for lack of a better term, on how we're reporting the different kinds of trades, the different kinds of cattle, so that producers, feeders that are selling those cattle get the best information possible. And so TCFA, OCA, working with NCBA and a number of the other state organizations have that as a high priority in 2015.
Feedlot industry leader Ross Wilson. That's this edition of the Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.